Now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together. It's Arrested Development. Michael Bluth is visiting his father in prison, anxious to get to the bottom of some mysterious bookkeeping.
It just doesn't make any sense, Dad. I mean, where did this money come from and why did it end up in the international accounts file?
George Sr. was also anxious.
Dad.
But less about the bookkeeping.
This game is never going to happen. Look at this. Half of these guys are still in their cuffs.
I hate to be a buzzkill, but I'm trying to get you out of here.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get us out of last place, Michael. We're playing Railway next week. Word has it that they're getting Jose Canseco.
Starting to wonder why I even bothered coming.
Luke, right field!
That is ridiculous.
Well, you won't even talk to me.
I'm catcher or I'm nothing.
Michael returned to work, where his assistant Kitty greeted him with some startling news.
Your wife's on line one.
Michael's wife had been dead for 2 years.
My what?
Kitty realized her mistake.
I said your wife is on line one.
But not immediately.
Oh! Oh, God, I'm sorry. George's wife. Your mother. I'm so used to being George's assistant.
Kitty had been George Sr.'s fiercely loyal assistant for years. And Michael suspected that she had the information he needed.
Listen, you wouldn't know if we had any documentation on these international accounts, would you?
That's actually not any of your business. My business. That's not any of my business.
Hey, Mom.
Are you aware that we've been downgraded to being just pool members at the club now?
Yeah, it's a real shame what's going on with this family.
You're stuck by the pool and Dad's getting picked last for softball.
Nonetheless, Michael, you can free up a little company money to get back our golf privileges.
No, I can't. Mom, you don't even play golf.
No, but I use the clubhouse dining room.
Until I was turned away today. It's embarrassing.
Take it back! If I wanted something your thumb touched, I'd eat the inside of your ear.
You should see the looks I'm getting.
Fine. If you can't free up the cash, have your father call the club president.
I've got news for you, Mom. I'm not visiting Dad
in jail anymore. No, I've had it. I really have.
You know, I'm down there every single day. I'm trying to do what I can to get this company back on track, and he barely even acknowledges me.
That is disgusting. Talk to your father. I will not stand for this.
Joe, can I, get you to stop doing that?
No, I'm just setting up an office. I've got to write a strongly worded letter to one Warden James Buck.
In order to restore his career as an escape artist, Job had recently checked into prison as a publicity stunt.
You really think you can break out of my prison?
You won't even know I was here.
But after a shiv to his side, Job was rushed to a local hospital, thus fulfilling in Job's mind his contract with the public.
Ta-da.
And yet the warden had refused to acknowledge the legitimacy of the escape.
So I am going after this guy with everything I've got. Art. Now we are writing a letter.
Joe? Well, I wish I would have known you were coming. I am a mess.
Don't know if a call from me would have changed that.
Do you like my outfit?
Not as much as I like what's underneath it.
Joe?
No, I need your chair. Get up. I've got a letter to write.
Ooh, you're all business. Just like your dad.
Get out, she's repulsive.
Michael realized that Kitty's obvious attraction to Job could perhaps be of use to him.
How would you like a touch lamp?
You're the one who needs
Meanwhile,
therapy.
Lindsay and Tobias prepared for their first session with a therapist.
Yes, Tobias, I want the marriage to work. I just don't know if therapy is the answer.
Oh, right, because you did respect my old career, and you certainly don't respect my new one.
You don't have a new one.
Oh,
things had been tense since Tobias left his psychiatry practice to pursue an acting career.
I have needs, you know.
And how am I not addressing your needs?
How can you even ask that? What is this?
Oh, go right to that. Good, go right there. Real mature. Really great. Okay, kids. Mommy and Daddy are going out for ice cream.
Can we come?
Sorry, it's not for kids.
Well, now we have to follow them.
Yeah. What? Okay. So why are we doing this?
Because it's obvious they're lying. Come on, drive!
Well, what if they see us?
How are they going to see us?
Well, it says Bluth Company right on the side.
Plus, it's a stairway. That's going to catch the eye.
The airport stairway vehicle was the last vestige of the Bluth's former wealth. Also, that House of Pies went out of business.
You are scared. I knew it.
No, I'm not scared. It's just that I have plans later. I'm visiting Pop-Pop.
You visit Pop-Pop?
In fact, he'd been terrified of the very notion of prison since, as a young boy, he accidentally watched HBO's Oz, mistaking it for the classic Judy Garland musical.
Eat it, bitch!
Lots of times.
What's it like?
Hey, you know what you should do? You should go get your mom's date book.
Oh, yeah, she must have written down where they're going. Oh, hey, I still want to hear about prison, okay?
Hope you can handle it.
Michael arrived home in a good mood. With Job getting the information from Kitty, he would no longer have to visit prison and deal with his father.
Hey, buddy. Came home early. Want to do something? Anything. Anything at all.
I want to visit Pop-Pop in prison.
Back at the office, Job was making progress with Michael's assistant.
Here's where we keep all of our heavyweight paper.
I bet you can show me where a lot of things are.
What kind of things are you looking for?
What are you hiding?
Nothing you can't find.
Wait a second. Wait. Take off your glasses. Oh. Wait. Let down your hair. No, glasses on, hair back up. No, let's just get that hair right back up.
You don't want that. What about that?
Yes, please.
That's better.
It just seems like there's still light coming in from under the door.
And Lindsay and Tobias were, for the first time, addressing their marital problems.
It's like we're face to face now. Like we're really seeing this marriage, and I'm afraid it's a lie.
Bravo. See, if I gave a performance that good, I'd have my own alias type show.
Stop it! I am so sick of hearing about acting!
Okay. Look, maybe we need a new approach. Let's try some role-playing.
Yes. All right.
Michael headed back to the prison despite his earlier vow never to return.
Well, you always see family first. I should see my grandpa, right?
Now, listen, I'm not stopping you, but just after this, I'm not going back out there.
Why, is it scary?
Scary? No. No, it's the opposite of scary. It's like a carnival. Without the half-person on the skateboard that grabbed your knee to steady himself. It's like a country club. All the guy does is eat ice cream and play softball all day.
In fact, George Sr.'s softball game had taken most of the day. It was the 14th inning, and tensions were running a little high.
I'll give you $1,000, you call the next one a strike. My knees are killing me.
No batter. No batter here. No batter.
Strike three.
No batter.
Strike three, my ass. Down in the yard.
Better. Okay, there he is. Now go on in there and surprise him. I'm going to get us a few ice cream sandwiches. Go on.
Hey, Papa. How's prison?
I'm gonna die in here.
What?
They're gonna kill Grandpa. I gotta get out of here. Oh, I'm an innocent man. You gotta help Pop-Pop get out of here. Give me your hair. Give me your hair. Give Pop-Pop your hair.
No touching. No touching.
No touching. Give me the hair. One of these got smushed, but don't let that ruin prison for you.
You better. Better.
I'm sure your grandfather was just kidding around. You know that's his sense of humor,
right? I know, yeah. I don't totally get the hair joke, but I'm fine, Dad.
Are you sure? I am going to head back in, though. Okay, I'm going to see if Pop-Up's got any more zingers. Why don't you just stay out here and relax, pal, okay? Watch the softball game.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Don't like prison anymore.
Well, That's why I'm trying to get you out of here.
I don't know. Maybe I've been in denial, but this place is breaking me, Mike, and I'm alone here but for you.
Come on, you got me, you got Mom.
Your mother's never shown her face.
Whoa, she's never been here? You should have heard the grief she gave me when I said I'd never show up again.
You said what?
Dad, come on. You don't need me. You're playing softball all the time.
I do need you, Michael. No more softball.
This is nuts, you know. I mean, you're her husband. The least you can do is come out and visit you, right?
God, you know your mom. This isn't her crowd. She's very easily threatened. You remember the carjacker?
Well, she's certainly toughened up since then. You know, she's eating lunch by the pool now.
Well, there's a big difference between the country club pool and the conjugal trailer.
That's not what I meant when I said busy.
You know, it's too bad because I really miss that personal contact. It was the one thing that calmed me when I got stressed. It just felt humanizing.
Michael, for the first time, saw his father as a vulnerable human being.
Daddy horny, Michael.
Haven't had sex in a month.
You know, you've been here 2 months.
It's hard to gauge time.
I'll bet. Hey, Mom, I went to go visit Dad today. Quick question. How long does it take you to get out there?
Oh, I've never been.
Then why does he tell me that you've never been?
Oh, sorry, Michael. Pool food. My system's not used to curly fries.
How can you ignore that man? You know, he's having a hard time in there. He's lonely.
That's what his children are for.
Yeah, well, you know, there are certain things that he can't get from his children.
If you're going to say pride, Michael, you're wrong. He is proud of his children.
Wasn't going to say pride, Mom. Listen, I think that, I think that you should... Oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think that you should visit him in an intimate marital trailer.
Are you mad?
You think I'm comfortable asking you to do this? I mean, he needs you, Mom.
Did he say that? Did he say that he misses me? Does he need his wife's embrace?
Daddy horny, Michael.
He said some wonderful things.
You really want this for him, don't you?
I do.
Golf membership wanted?
Meanwhile, Lindsay and Tobias were getting to the heart of each other's vulnerabilities with a role reversal exercise.
Because I'm a woman.
Good.
With a woman's needs.
Louder.
And a woman's urges. And these, Tobias. When was the last time you looked at these?
Yeah, okay. How long is this session?
Okay, well, see, I don't know what's happening here. She's breaking in and out of character.
Because I don't want to be in a character.
Okay, let me stop you guys. All right, please, let me get in here.
Thank you. God. Thank you.
You've never been a real wife to me, Lindsay.
That's not true, and you know it.
A man is looking back at you, a man with dreams and aspirations.
Meanwhile, Maybe found an address in her mother's appointment book and was getting closer to learning what her parents were up to.
Swimmer. What? If I'm no Swimmer, you're no Jennifer Aniston. Maybe I'm not even Lisa Kudrow.
I have dreams, Lindsay. Dreams, Lindsay.
Well, then, Tobias. Follow those dreams. Make those dreams happen.
Yes, I will.
And scene.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh. I'm sorry, I stepped on your line.
No, not at all. Lindsay, I mean, did that answer some questions for you?
Yeah, I think it did. Yeah. Now there are 2 men I want to leave.
Michael arrived home, happy to have a brother to share his recent burden with.
Great news.
Oh, good. I could use it, buddy. I just came from convincing Mom to have sex with Dad.
What? God! What is wrong with you? That is disgusting.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm sorry. The thought of Mom and Dad together. I have a sense of propriety, all right?
Fine. What's your great news?
I'm Kitty.
Oh, Job, I just wanted you to get the information.
I got the information.
You did, huh? About the international accounts.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. No, I didn't get any information.
That's great. Good, 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 Joe. Well, you just lost the touch lamp.
What? No.
Yeah,
why?
The deal's off. Forget it. I'm going to use the touch lamp to set the mood in the conjugal trailer.
Don't.
With Patch, Nail, and Mom.
No! Don't, Michael! You are filthy!
The two cousins reunited, each a little shaken by what they had pretended to be fearless about.
So you think they'll get divorced?
I don't care. And I'm not saying I don't care like those kids who say they don't care when they really do care, because I really don't care.
Right, I know. Who cares?
I mean, I care.
How could you not?
You know, our family's really messed up.
I know. We're like the only normal ones.
At least we got each other, right? George Michael.
Sorry. Sometimes I just don't know if it's going to be a long hug or a short hug or like a middle, medium hug. It's hard to tell sometimes. Yeah, but that was good. Like, that's plenty for now. Okay, hugs got to end sometime, obviously.
Soon, Michael was driving Lucille to prison, and she seemed to be looking forward to it.
Where are we going after?
Hey, Dad.
Michael, what are you doing here?
You needed my help, and I know it's hard for you to ask, so I took it upon myself to bring her.
That doesn't make you uncomfortable?
You know, yeah, the drive was a little awkward.
Not every son would do this for his father. Thank you for this.
Hello, George.
What the hell is your mother doing in here?
What are you expecting?
Oh, I've done a bad thing. I've done a terrible thing.
There's someone else in that trailer, isn't there?
A repulsive thing.
Oh, wait, whoa. It's Kitty?
Shh.
How long? When did
come
this
on,
start?
Come on. This is the first time. Every Friday for the last 8 years, Michael.
Daddy. Horny. I got that.
Oh, come on. Hey, wait a minute. This is easy. This is an easy one. No. I'll go in there with Kitty. I'll do my thing. Mm. And then I'll go and see your mother. This is a hard one.
She's your secretary.
See, you're right. Family first. Take care of Kitty. Michael, I need you now.
International accounts need me?
And so an agreement was made. George Sr. would reveal the truth, and Michael would make sure Kitty didn't come out of the trailer.
Yeah.
Hey, Job, where are you? I need you to come to the prison.
I'm at the prison.
You're here?
I'm delivering the strongly worded letter I wrote, lit by nothing but natural light.
Well, how would you like that touch lamp and the office and, what the hell, full use of the secretary?
Thank you for doing this. It means a lot. Okay, I'll get down on the couch.
I'm not going to have sex with you, George. I came to tell you how much I hate you for what you've done to this family.
You're angry.
You've ruined us.
I've ruined us? You got a lot of nerve, honey. The millions you pissed away on clothing and jewelry and the spa treatments.
Yes, to keep you interested in the only thing you ever appreciated, my body.
Can I help it? You got a fantastic body.
And you're as powerful as a bear. My husband, the bear.
This bear, I need some honey, wife.
God, I miss you.
Job, meanwhile, stalled to keep Kitty in the other trailer.
Glasses off. Glasses on. Hair up. Glasses off. Down on. Have we gone up off?
Oh, Joe, this is so wrong.
And right. Wrong and bright. Brighter.
God.
You know what? I'm just gonna wash up a little.
I think I'm gonna go with down and off.
Job had to do the right thing. But as he headed to his car, he ran into the warden, who had just read his strongly worded letter.
Well, if it isn't sincerely yours.
And so Job was detained against the window of the trailer his parents were becoming intimate in.
Oh, God, Mommy, what can you do?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, where were you?
I had to help out your grandfather, and then I had to vow that I would never help your grandfather again. Pretty much a normal day for me. How are you doing?
I'm fine, I guess. It's just, you know, you think of prison as this place full of guilty people, and it doesn't bother you that much.
But if Pop-Pop could be there, then anybody could be there. And I don't want to go to prison, Dad. I don't think I could take it. And I know I act tough, but I...
Is this what you're worried about? Because, you know, I got news. He's guilty.
He is?
Oh, yeah. Incredibly guilty.
On to the next Arrested Development. Tobias talks Lindsay into another session.
I decided that I want to be coming after too.
And George Sr. makes good on his promise to come clean on the international accounts.
There's a good chance that I may have committed some light treason.